KKFT. From the Keystone CPAs News Studios. Live and local, your new news with Greg Nift and Jerry Evans.
It is your Friday final approach to your weekend. Good afternoon to you. I'm Greg Nift. So glad to have you with us. 70 degrees right now at Reno Tahoe International Airport from the Keystone CPA studios in downtown Reno. It's our top local stories this Friday afternoon. The latest on a breaking news story we brought you yesterday about a bank robbery in downtown Reno. Coming up, we'll tell you who's in custody. Well, he started as a pimp and branched out into drug trafficking.
That equates to 3,640,000 doses of fentanyl, 6 doses of methamphetamine, and 82 doses of heroin.
Coming up, how much time Jose Menendez Murray got from a Washoe County judge and tackling the issue of the 4th Street corridor in downtown Reno.
4th Street has always had a certain stigma about it.
And coming up, what Reno police say they're doing to make it safer. FM News Talk Time 1207. It is our top local story, and it is a story we first brought you as breaking news yesterday on the news at noon right here on KKFT. Downtown Reno's U.S. Bank branch off Virginia and Liberty hit with a robbery.
In which the suspect passed a note to bank staff. Officers were able to identify and track the suspect, 79-year-old Jack Van Eaton Jr., to the Fireside Inn, located at 205 East 4th Street.
Reno Police Officer Hunter Mercurio.
At approximately 4 p.m., Reno police officers obtained a warrant and took Van Eaton Jr. into custody without incident. Van Eaton Jr. was charged with one count of robbery.
Mercurio says the robbery remains under investigation. No one was hurt. Well, you might say it's a part of downtown Reno that's, well, a little bit seedy.
4th Street has always had a certain stigma about it. It's been a highly transient area location. We have continued to try to focus on those efforts to bring resolution to the business owners, to the community, and to ultimately, with the CARES campus location, there is a high influence of our unhoused population that frequent that area.
Acting Reno Police Chief Corey Selferino says they're now stepping up presence in the area to try and make things better.
So we're aware of the ongoing issues that are happening along the Truckee River, Coonsley, Sutro, Valley, Evans, and we continue to focus our efforts on revitalizing those areas.
And that includes not only officers, but caseworkers to try and connect the homeless with resources to get them off the streets. Well, a number of resources bringing a suspect in Carson City to justice.
Warrants were executed yesterday as a result of activity that was discovered. The warrants were executed at both the residence and the business.
And that's Carson City Sheriff Ken Furlong, who says 60-year-old Marcus Meshegger was taken into custody after 2 searches.
It appears there was substantial pornography relating to children had been downloaded, and the evidence is being analyzed as we speak.
Furlong says one of the items recovered, including over 500 image and video files depicting the sexual abuse of children, some of whom were under the age of 10 years old. Well, he began as a pimp and decided to branch into fentanyl trafficking, but now a Washoe County judge is sending Jose Menendez Murray to prison for 20 years after a big drug sting.
After learning Menendez Murray was coming back from California after a resupply, he was stopped by law enforcement when he came back into the state of Nevada. A search found 91 grams of fentanyl, 1.3 grams of methamphetamine, and 8.2 grams of heroin.
Kendall Holcomb with the Washoe DA says Menendez Murray was also involved in human trafficking.
Law enforcement met with a victim of human trafficking who identified one of Menendez Murray's other girls, known as SF. A unit set up an undercover meeting with SF, who was detained and questioned about the defendant. Subsequent surveillance was set up to see where the woman would go after being questioned, and detectives tracked her to a home that they later learned Menendez Murray was staying at.
Menendez Murray will be eligible for parole in 7 years. FM News Talk Election Center 2026. Former Vice President Kamala Harris campaigning for Nevada Democrats in Las Vegas yesterday, and she a lot of speculation she might try to run again. She focused her speech on affordability.
Here in Nevada, it costs $20 more at least to fill your tank than it did months ago. Here in Nevada, it costs $1,500 more a year because of all the tariffs, right, which we predicted.
Harris also had choice words for President Trump.
I'm not going to dismiss him as being an idiot. He's dangerous. He's dangerous.
And she promoted Attorney General Aaron Ford's run for governor. Well, he's not getting into this one. California Governor Newsom sidestepping questions when asked about the governor's race in California. He says he's focused on other things, and it is not his intention to get into or involved in the primary.
It's my intention to do everything that needs to be done to make sure that there's not a lockout for a Democratic choice in the general election. That's my focus.
Less than a month remains before the primary election. The latest poll shows Hilton and Becerra in the lead. The two candidates who get the most votes on June 2nd will advance to the general election in November. By the way, Nevada's primary is June 9th. Nevada leading the nation in job creation. That is the conclusion of a new report by the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. They say Nevada added over 28,000 jobs between March of last year and March of this year. That's an increase of about 1.8%. The Nevada Department of Employment Training and Rehab, that's the unemployment people say, that's the ninth month in a row where the state has led the nation. Distracted driving citations on the rise in California.
In 2025, CHP officers issued more than 111,000 distracted driving citations. That's a 20% increase over 2024. To combat the problem, drivers can expect increased enforcement and education efforts, urging drivers to put the phone down and follow the state's hands-free law. Officers say distracted driving isn't just phone use. It includes adjusting music, eating, or anything else that takes a driver's eyes off the road. I'm Bree Tennis.
Do you have someone in your family who's hoping for a Nintendo Switch? Well, Nintendo says they're going to hike the price of its latest console.
The video game giant announced Friday that its Switch 2 will now sell for around $500 in the U.S. That's about $50 more than the current price. The company also forecasts a decline in sales of the system within its next fiscal year. Nintendo is pointing at the rising cost of memory chips and tariffs as reasons for the financial impact. I'm at Mattinson.
Meantime, fast food chains are leaning more into heavily in their value menus to try to lure customers squeezed by soaring gas prices.
Value is a very big deal right now. The low-income consumer is really pressured by inflation. About 3 in 10 visits are based on some form of deal.
Restaurant business editor-in-chief Jonathan Mays says those companies are also paying close attention to what's going viral on social media as they try to entice customers to spend their limited dollars with them. From the Keystone CPA studios in downtown Reno, I'm Greg Neft. Good Friday to you. It is 12:13 time right now to head on over to the traffic center and check in with Phil, who's got the latest on the roads. Phil, what's going on?
Fortunately, not a whole lot. We have some debris on the road on southbound 395 at Golden Valley Road. That's not much of an issue. There are no collisions working right now. I do want to remind drivers that between the Spaghetti Bowl and the state line on Interstate 80, both directions, there is a ton of road work. Several different projects going on right now. Widening, replacing bridges. There are lane reductions and slowdowns. Be prepared for some delays. It is 74 degrees in Sparks, rather. 73 in Carson City. 75 in Smith Valley. 62 degrees in South Lake Tahoe. Here's a look at the weather for the weekend.
Beautiful weather. Temperatures about 9, 10 degrees above our seasonal averages for this Friday. Tomorrow, a few degrees warmer and a few degrees warmer Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday when we move into record territory. At 65 miles per hour, it takes 4 seconds for your brakes to stop you from hitting the car in front. Don't leave your safety to chance. Trust A-Master Mechanic for everything automotive. After the noon news, it's Guy Benson at 1 on FM News Talk.
From the Keystone CPAs News Studios, this is your noon news on 99.1 FM News Talk. News Talk.
Here's the difference at Appliance Outlet. They're locally owned, and when you walk in, you're helped by people who only sell appliances, not whoever was working in some other department yesterday. From appliances to mattresses, outlet deals to retail, they back every sale with real customer service. Same or better prices as the big stores, better service, better knowledge, and deals the big stores can't touch. Appliance Outlet Carson City, your local appliance experts.
At the church at Reno Christian Academy, they believe in more than just education. They believe in transformation. Their goal is to help students grow not only in knowledge, but also in faith. Their academically excellent programs will challenge students to think critically, while the biblically based foundation helps them stand strong in their values. From the classroom to the chapel, they're nurturing the next generation of Christ-centered leaders, young men and women equipped with wisdom, compassion, and purpose. They're not just preparing students for college, they're preparing them for life. The Church at Reno Christian Academy, where faith and excellence shape the future. Enroll now and help your child or grandchild discover their God-given potential. Go to thechurchatreno.com.
From Northern Nevada, this is KKFT, 99.1 FM News Talk. Breaking news, local voices, real impact. Join Greg Neft and Jerry Evans every weekday at noon for the Noon News. KKFT Midday on 99.1 FM News Talk. The Noon News, weekdays at noon on KKFT 99.1 FM News Talk at 92.3 in Lyon County, Northern Nevada's news and talk station.
Are you paying over $100 a month for MMA, martial arts, or self-defense? This is Rick Cullip with Reno Academy Combat. We are here to help you, not to charge you outrageous monthly prices. You can train with us here at Reno Academy Combat 6 days a week. We have kids MMA for $69 a month, cardio kickboxing, or adult MMA for $80 a month, all for unlimited classes. We train beginners all the way up to UFC fighters. Don't be misled or taken advantage of. You can train with the best here at Reno Academy Combat.
Now there's a new place for employers to list opportunities and for job seekers in Northern Nevada. It's HireMeNevada.com.
Florence Fence has an opportunity for a skilled foreman. Responsible for overseeing and managing projects, this is a full-time position with benefits, paid time off, a retirement plan, and a hiring bonus. There's an on-the-job training program and a great chance for advancement. Call 267-9918 or apply in person or online at FlorenceFenceInc.com.
Northern Nevada's Midday Update, your new news. KKFT.
It's a wake-up call for fire season. I'm John Potter for the new news. Firefighters are making progress today on this early season blaze to our south off of 395. The Canyon Fire has burned 2,038 acres, over 3 square miles near Inyokern, California. That's south of Lone Pine near 395. The blaze started midday yesterday, fueled by dried out grasses and other foliage. At last report, it was approaching the town of Ridgecrest, California, which is home of the Naval Air Weapons Station China Lake. The Canyon Fire is currently 20% contained, but with calm winds there, firefighters are optimistic. I'm John Potter for the new news on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk.
FM News Talk time. It is 12:19. And if you are just checking in this Friday, good afternoon to you. And the three big things that you need to know: a 79-year-old man robs a downtown Reno U.S. Bank branch. Jack Van Eaton, 79 years old, was later arrested at a local bar. He passed a note to a teller. Number two, former Vice President Kamala Harris in Nevada to back Attorney General Aaron Ford in the race for Nevada governor and other Nevada Democrats. A lot of speculation that she might try to run again for president. And number three, Reno police say they are focusing a lot of their efforts on tackling the problems of 4th Street in downtown that they currently have. It's our top national story. Virginia's Supreme Court strikes down new congressional maps, dealing a blow to Democrats in the state ahead of the midterm elections.
Ruling by the Virginia Supreme Court is a huge blow to Democrats who had hoped to redraw the maps before November's, giving them more power in the Commonwealth. Last month, you may remember, voters narrowly approved a ballot measure that would have given state lawmakers the power to redraw maps and give Democrats a 10-to-1 advantage in House districts in the Commonwealth. Republicans saw the outcome of the vote as a huge setback, but today's ruling changes everything. The president posting, "This is a huge win for the Republican Party and America and Virginia. The Virginia Supreme Court has struck down the Democrats' horrible gerrymander."
That's Fox's Mark Meredith in Washington. Well, back to our top local story. And quite frankly, it was breaking news that we brought you right here on the news at noon yesterday, coming out of the sky. The emergency landing of a small plane just short of Reno Tahoe International Airport. And today we're learning a little bit more about what happened. Reno police say that unidentified plane landed in a field off of South McCarran and Rock yesterday around 11:30 a.m. There was no smoke. There was no fire. There were no flames. Reno Fire got on scene. They said there were no injuries as a result of the crash. It may have been engine failure, but the FAA is going to investigate. It did have traffic impacts earlier yesterday. Word is that they blocked McCarran near Rock Boulevard for safety purposes, but everything is back to normal right now. Other news. Well, it's Mother's Day weekend. Mother's Day is Sunday, and we will dig deeper to shower mom with stuff. While most moms say they don't want anything, there is a difference between what they say and what they really mean.
If you ask any mom what they want for Mother's Day, most will say nothing. But a survey from Parents Magazine says when moms say they want nothing, they really mean they want a break from daily responsibilities. So let mom take a nap while you do the housework, because 30% of moms polled say what they want is sleep. Another 30% want some alone time. So get to it. Those dishes won't do themselves. I'm Bree Tennis.
Yes, ma'am. FM News Talk Time. It's 12:21.
Traffic. Looking pretty darn good on the roadways right now. That earlier debris on southbound 395 in Golden Valley has been cleaned up. There are no problems to report. Just remember, there is a bunch of road work going on northbound 395. While they widen the road in that area, make sure you slow down to 55 miles an hour. It is 71 degrees in Birdeye, 75 in Dayton, 77 in Yerington, 61 degrees at Emerald Bay. Here's a look at the weather forecast.
Beautiful weather to wrap up the week. Going to have a great weekend as well, with temperatures in record territory by Sunday. The record high for May 10th, 88 degrees, definitely in the neighborhood. Real automotive expertise without excuses. That's the A-Master Mechanic difference. Come experience complete automotive peace of mind at A-Master Mechanic in Sparks. Overnight lows going to be in the mid-50s for the weekend. Today at 3, Lars Larson, FM News Talk.
KKFT, live and local, your new news with Greg Neft and Jerry Evans.
It's difficult to make a man miserable when he feels worthy of himself and claims kindred to the great God who made him. Abraham Lincoln.
A penny for your thoughts, presented by Lincoln Heating and Air. For heating or air conditioning assistance, call 359-1985 or visit our website, lincolnheating.com. I'm Robert Quirk, owner of Lincoln Heating and Air, and my pledge to you is to make every penny count.
Experience the difference with award-winning surgery at Hall & Rye Plastic Surgeons and Aesthetic Treatment Centers. Their expert team delivers stunning, natural results you'll love. Trusted, renowned, and ready to help you look and feel your best. Their board-certified plastic surgeons focus on the relationship they build with each patient. Book your consultation now at hallandrye.com. Your transformation begins at Hall & Rye.
Give your child a fighting chance with the Gary Great Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu Academy Anti-Bullying and Children's Self-Defense classes. We're an approved facility for the Washoe County School District PE Options Program. Let us share our experience to teach your child self-defense, fitness, and sportsmanship. Come in to 1335 Aeromotive Way in Reno or 301 Hot Springs Road No. 5 in Carson City for your free week of classes. For more information and a full class schedule, go to bjjreno.com.
Your new news on Nevada's FM News Talk, KKFT Sports.
Taking a look at busy day of high school tournament baseball games, all classes playing in regional baseball championships today and tomorrow. In 5A, Spanish Springs upset Minogue to get into the championship game tomorrow. Minogue will play the winner of the Reno-Galena game to see who faces the Cougars. In 3A baseball, Fernley and Wooster have an elimination game. 2A baseball, Yerington takes on West Wendover. And in 1A, Smith Valley plays Mineral County. Aces lost to Sacramento yesterday. I'm Craig Swope with sports for the new news on FM News Talk.
From the Keystone CPAs News Studios, this is your new news. Local, live, and happening now.
We have 70 degrees, sunny skies right now at Reno Tahoe International Airport. Glad you're with us here on the news at noon as we continue right along on this Friday. Well, word is that a Memphis, Tennessee Democrat is calling for the city of Memphis to secede from Tennessee after Republican lawmakers carved up its only majority black district.
New congressional map was approved by state lawmakers on Thursday and signed into law by Governor Bill Lee. Democratic Congressman Antonio Parkinson responded by saying, "Let my people go.
Let Memphis secede from the state of Tennessee. You don't have to redraw maps when you let us out."
Parkinson said he was serious and asked whether Memphis, which he called an economic engine for the state, is expected to continue contributing billions in tax revenue, culture, labor, and commerce, while in his words, being systematically stripped of political power. I'm Tammy Trujillo.
Are you thirsty? Today is National Have a Coke Day, celebrating the drink's 140th anniversary.
The drink was invented by Dr. John Pemberton in Atlanta, Georgia, and sold for 5 cents a glass back in 1886. Today, that same drink is nearly $3. But Americans love it. We drink nearly 2 Cokes per day per person. The formula has changed over the years. There's no longer cocaine in it, but there is more sugar and sodium. That's the downside. But today, honor the brand. Have a Coke, but maybe just one. I'm Bree Tennis.
Are you heading for the movies? There's plenty to see at the theaters this weekend.
Mortal Kombat 2 is looking for a fight at the box office. The sequel based on the popular video game series projected to make between $40 and $45 million in its first weekend in theaters. I can turn a dance floor into a runway. It'll go up against The Devil Wears Prada 2 in its second weekend as it looks to make between $38 and $42 million elsewhere. Michael,
let's take it from the top.
Looking to add $35 to $40 million in its third outing. I'm Jennifer Bolsoni.
Time right now for today's To Your Health.
California public health officials are monitoring residents who were previously on board a cruise ship dealing with a cluster of hantavirus cases. It joins Arizona and Georgia in doing that, monitoring people aboard the cruise ship for potential infection after 3 passengers on the ship died and 5 got sick. So far, no one from any of the 3 states has shown any signs of infection. Newborn internal bleeding deaths are on the rise, and they're being blamed on vitamin K shot refusal. ProPublica says recent deaths include a Kentucky newborn, a 7-week-old Maryland boy, and a baby girl in Alabama. Pediatricians say those deaths were caused by vitamin K deficiency bleeding, which could have been prevented with a single shot. Vitamin K is essential for promoting blood clotting, but newborns don't have much of it. The American Academy of Pediatrics has been recommending vitamin K for newborns since 1961. Health update, I'm Sarah Lee Kessler.
Meantime, word is that egg consumption is associated with a lower risk of Alzheimer's disease for seniors 65 and older.
That's according to a new study published in the Journal of Nutrition. Researchers at California's Loma Linda University found that eating one egg a day for at least 5 days a week reduces Alzheimer's risk by up to 27%. They say that eggs are known to support brain health. The American Egg Board provided some of the funding for the study. I'm Mark Mayfield.
Other news that we are following this hour. Well, word is that the Virginia Department of Health is monitoring a Virginia traveler after coming home from that cruise ship with that hantavirus outbreak.
The VDH says the traveler is not in isolation, but they are aware and are monitoring him. The person's doctor says he's also not showing symptoms. Virginia health officials say hantavirus has a very low transmission rate, but acknowledge the death rate if you catch the virus is about 35%. The outbreak is tied to the MV Hondius cruise, which traveled from Argentina to the Canary Islands. 3 people died from hantavirus on the ship and 8 other people tested positive. There is no known treatment, and doctors say the best protection is basic hygiene. I'm Rose C. Rivera.
And I'm Greg Neft. FM News Talk 99.1 and 92.3 covers Northern Nevada. After Fox News covers the world, it is 12:29.
Fox News, at the top and bottom of every hour. This is Northern Nevada's FM News Talk Radio, 99.1 KKFT. It's 12:30.
Fox News, I'm John Saucier. The tension simmering in the Middle East as U.S. forces are on exchange fire in the Strait of Hormuz. Secretary of State Marco Rubio telling reporters in Rome the U.S. needs to defend itself.
Only stupid countries don't shoot back when you're shot at, and we're not a stupid country.
Well, this comes after Secretary Rubio got together with Pope Leo XIV at the Vatican, highlighting their shared commitment to promoting peace and human dignity. It was a stronger than expected April jobs report, the U.S. economy adding 115,000 jobs last month. Kevin Hassett is director director of the White House National Economic Council, on the Fox News Channel with reaction.
The fact is that people still don't have faith that the golden age is upon us, that Trump policies are working, but it keeps showing up in the data. And it's really astonishing, like what record-setting numbers we're starting to see.
The unemployment rate remained unchanged. America's listening to Fox News.
FM News Talk Time, it is 12:30. The State Department says yesterday's meeting between Secretary of State Marco Rubio and Pope Leo underscored the strong relationship between the United States and the Holy See.
Rubio's visit comes after months of public sparring between the White House and the Holy See. The Pope has been openly critical of the administration's immigration policies and the war in Iran, that criticism drawing repeated attacks from the president.
And that's NBC's Kier Simmons. Meantime, it is Mother's Day weekend. The National Retail Federation is projecting record spending this Mother's Day. Some kids, they're more prepared than others.
I have no clue. I am thinking like a basket with like stuff in it.
I flew my mom out to Florida so she could see her mom. I also ordered her a fruit bouquet.
I haven't got a gift yet because I'm in nursing school. I'm so busy, but I will.
According to the study from the NRF, about 84% of Americans plan on celebrating, spending roughly $285 on gifts for mom, which include jewelry and electronics. At least 75% of shoppers say they're going to grab flowers. Well, meantime, President Trump says the European Union has until America's birthday, July 4th, to sign a trade deal with the U.S. The trade representative reports he made the demand in an online post.
Despite having what he called a great call with European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen, President Trump announced that tariffs would soar should the trade agreement not be implemented by July 4th. Von der Leyen says good progress is being made towards tariff reduction, and both sides are committed to the deal's implementation.
And that is William Denslow reporting. FM News Talk Time, it is 12:32.
I'm Wes Duncan, and I'm running for district attorney to make Washoe County safer. In this race, I'm grateful for the unanimous support of law enforcement in our region. I'll be tough on crime, enforce the law, and always back the blue. As an Iraq War veteran, I've seen firsthand the breakdown of the rule of law. And as Sparks City Attorney, we fought homeless camps, retail theft, and human trafficking. We need change in the district attorney's office, and I'd be honored to earn your vote.
Paid for by the committee to elect Wes Duncan. Wes Duncan is a member of the Air Force Reserves. Use of his military rank, job title, or pictures in uniform do not imply endorsement by the Department of the Air Force or the Department of War.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams sale and get 30% off Duration, Woodscapes, and Superdeck products May 1st through the 11th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
Not sure how much you know about Progressive Insurance. You may know us for insuring your home and auto. You may know a couple of our commercials. But what you may not know is that since 2013, Progressive has been honoring veterans with vehicle donations through the annual Keys to Progress Veteran Vehicle Giveaway Program, giving back to those who gave so much. Now, you probably didn't wake up today saying, I really wish I knew more about Progressive Insurance, but this seemed like the type of thing people wouldn't mind hearing about. Find out more about how we're dedicated to our customers and communities at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
FM Top Weather!
Nothing but great weather for the next several days. Actually, temperatures well above our seasonal average by Sunday and Monday, about 20 degrees above averages, around 90. Since a car can't repair itself, you need safety without compromise, service without excuses, repaired on time and on budget. Trust a master mechanic for everything automotive. Today at 5, Mark the Van Camp and Robbins, 99.1 FM Talk.
KKFT. This is your noon news. Local, live, and happening now.
We all have our local legends. One in Carson City just got a walking biking path named after him. I'm John Potter for the noon news. Glenn Lucky has had cerebral palsy all his life, yet has ridden his three-wheel bike almost every day since 1969. Usually seen between Indian Hills and downtown Carson City, even going cross-country. In 1988, he rode to the White House, supporting cerebral palsy research at Special Olympics. Glenn has been through a few bikes. Carson residents raised money to buy one of them. Yesterday, the City Parks and Recreation Commission unanimously approved Glenn Lucky Parkway, with signs proclaiming that at each end. He's still alive and still biking every day at 73. His parkway runs along South Carson Street from the Stewart Street roundabout to Old Clear Creek Road. I'm John Potter for the New News on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk.
Your New News Business Update on Nevada's FM News Talk, KKFT.
I'm Elizabeth McDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report.
The major averages are mostly higher in afternoon trading, with tech leading the charge and boosting the tech-heavy NASDAQ, which surpassed the 26,000 level for the first time and is on track for a fresh record close as investors digested a surprisingly strong April jobs report while weighing escalating tensions in the Middle East. 115,000 new jobs were created last month despite an economic shock from the Iranian conflict. While the unemployment rate was unchanged at 4.3%, easing recession and stagflation fears. And shares of Intel are up more than 15% after the Wall Street Journal reported that the chipmaker had struck a deal with Apple to make some of the chips that power its devices. The agreement adding another chapter to Intel's year-long comeback story. The chipmaker stock is up around 250% so far this year. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
FM News Talk time coming up on 12:37. Time right now on the news at noon for today's Moment with Mike. Mike Bosman with Keystone CPAs joins us right now on the news line. Happy Friday, Mike.
Happy Friday, Greg.
Glad to have you with us here. So, you know, this is interesting. As you just heard on the Fox Business Report there, the monthly jobs report is out. It beat expectations surprisingly. Most analysts were predicting 55 to 60,000 new jobs created in April. They actually came up with 115,000 last month, but consumer sentiment, it fell to a new low in May. The University of Michigan's early reading for the month slipped 3.2% from April's record low. Why? Can you tell me why there's such a disconnect here? Jobs are being created. People are being hired. There may be a labor shortage. Who knows? And yet people just don't feel very good about the economy. I mean, is it because of the war?
It's because of the news, Greg. I mean, you do the news for an hour. I mean, right? There's a lot of doom and gloom in the news. And so I think it's just looking through, reading between the headlines and seeing what's really going on. But I think the reason that sentiment is there is right now the Democrats are putting a lot of money at negative spin on everything, just like they've done every other election cycle. And there's a Republican in the White House. And it makes it feel like the world's coming to an end. I mean, do you remember last time we were 2 years out? I mean, same thing, midterm election. Democrats went crazy on spend, spun every negative, every story to be a negative news story. We had race riots. We had all the, we're like, what happened? Where did this come from? You know, there's a focus on underscoring the negative. So, but when you look at the real deal, I think it's all very, very positive.
I would imagine so, and I guess that's reflected in the jobs report. Is AI also playing a role? I mean, there are people fearing AI and this may be supposed cliff that we're all hurtling toward where they're going to take over everything.
You know, Greg, they are going to take over everything. I was in a meeting yesterday with, about four dozen entrepreneurs growing, scaling their businesses all on the back of AI. And it's, you know, but you have, you know, I would just encourage people to look at it this way. Just like when 2000 was going to happen and the world was going to come to an end as we knew it, right? The computers couldn't overcome, you know, the coding that they had. Just, you know, every other calamity. I mean, not too long ago, you know, the one horsepower buggy was how we got around. And this newfangled car thing was going to be the end of everybody. It's just technology moves forward. It's generally positive. There are some negatives out of it, but that uneasy, how is this going to impact me? I mean, probably the people that are most unsettled are the people that are getting displaced by AI, and they're not the worker bees. These people are executives making over $100,000 and being replaced by a robot. Yeah, a little unsettling, but they'll pivot. They'll find a better way, or they'll press into it and find out how to navigate that for their benefit.
You know, you talked about politicization. This is fascinating. I want to put something in front of you. Just listen to this report from Fox News.
Democrats are waging class warfare for the midterms. They're upbraiding the wealthy. New York Democrat Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez says that billionaires may be in the black on their balance sheets, but believes they are morally bankrupt. Democrats are trying to energize their base by hammering the wealthy. They've long advocated that billionaires pay more in taxes. Progressives are trying to appeal to working class voters. Michigan Democrat Abdul El Sayed is driving home the same theme as he campaigns for Senate.
And that's Fox's Chad Pergram. I mean, you know, class warfare is not healthy for any nation, much less the United States. And really, you know, when it comes down to it, Mike, you and I've had this discussion before. Billionaires create wealth by their very spending, correct?
Well, right. And if you look at the real data, they pay all the money. They pay all the tax. So this, you know, I've seen this pretty much in every publication where when they say, well, they're not paying their fair share. If you look at their overall tax, they're paying millions and millions and sometimes billions, and most people just aren't paying it. So you look at what percentage of their income they're paying in taxes, it's more than anybody else. So our tax system is progressive. And think of it this way. If you sell a stock, you know, most mortals, I sell my stock. If you have less than $90,000 of taxable income, that capital gain is a 0% tax rate. Then it goes to 15%. But for the ultra wealthy, it's 23.8%. That's on capital gains. So I just disagree with this notion that the wealthy aren't paying tax. In fact, that's basically my CPA firm. We do work for all business owners, and they make a lot of money, not because necessarily they get a lot of cash. They're reinvesting that money into their business to try and make it into something. But they don't have the cash. They're investing it all in their business. And so you want to stifle the economy? Tax, air quotes, wealthy people on money that they never pocketed, then you're going to find the real consequences of these decisions and this politicization that's happening right now, because then all these people they're trying to move into action are going to find out, oh, I'm getting, in fact, there was a quote I heard last night that somebody was saying, I want a 70% tax on income over $2 million. And the gentleman that was interviewing said, I'll tell you what, when I get to my $2 million, what I'm doing, I'm going to shut my whole firm down and send everybody home, furlough everybody, because I'm not going to work for 30 cents on the dollar. It's not worth it. I'll just go home. What did I just do? I just laid off everybody. So they're hurting the very people that they're advocating to. Are they smart enough to read through the rhetoric?
Absolutely. All right, Mike Bosma with Keystone CPAs. They know everything there is to know about money. 775-786-4900. That's 775-786-4900. Mike, we will talk to you on Monday. Have a great weekend.
Have a great weekend, Greg.
All right, 12:43 right here on the news at noon.
How about 88 degrees on Sunday, 90 on Monday, 89 Tuesday, record temperatures possible, and easing temperatures by midweek next week. Before we go any further, let's give a big congratulations to Brian Boers, who won a pair of tickets to Jimmy Failla, May 23rd, Memorial Day weekend at the Hawkins Amphitheater Bartley Ranch, and also a pair of tickets to Brian Kilmeade. That's the following Saturday, same place, and Brian is also going to autograph one of his many books, and we'll get that to Brian Boers. And the shout-out, that was kind of a new way to enter the contest, so this is kind of how it went.
Cody McDougal, catch Jimmy Failla Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to noon.
My shout-out is Jimmy Failla is on from 10 to 12, Monday through Friday.
10 to 7, David Youngs.
Hey, this is Matt. He's on at 10 a.m. East Pacific time.
Paul Henriksen, Sparks, Nevada. Jimmy Failla's on Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. until 12 noon on 99.1 FM Talk.
10 to 7? No. But thank you all for entering, and you do that with the free app. You can get that in the App Store and tap on the little microphone and give us a shout-out. We'll have another combo pair of tickets for both Jimmy and Brian next Thursday right here on the new news, and there will be more tickets given away throughout the week and every day right up until the show. And real quickly, Keystone CPA's noon news poll, top five, George Forbush with 46% of the vote. Fred Simon, 38.5% of the vote. Jesse Watts, under 12%, 11.37%. James Heddlemeyer at 1.6%. And David Flippo at 1.5%. And you can still vote in that poll if you haven't already. Just go to 923fmtalk.com or 991fmtalk.com. We have a special guest in the studio. He will join us. He's running for Assembly District 39. Ken Gray will join us. But first, let's take a look at traffic with Phil.
We have a non-injury collision at 9155 Double Diamond Parkway in Reno. That's at the DMV. We have one there at least once a month. On the freeways, we are doing just fine, moving along at the limits. And I want to remind everybody to discover the friendliest automotive repair shop in Reno, Pro One Automotive. Are you ready to be treated like you are number one? Choose Pro One. They're at the corner of Mill End Terminal in Reno. It's 75 in Sparks and Wellington, 74 in Minden, 60 degrees at Incline Village. Here's your weekend weather forecast.
Beautiful weather. Temperatures about 9, 10 degrees above our seasonal averages for this Friday. Tomorrow, a few degrees warmer and a few degrees warmer Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday when we move into record territory. At 65 miles per hour, it takes 4 seconds for your brakes to stop you from hitting the car in front. Don't leave your safety to chance. Trust A-Master Mechanic for everything automotive. After the noon news, it's Guy Benson at 1 on FM News Talk.
From the Keystone CPA's news studios, this is your noon news on 99.1 FM News Talk. News Talk.
I can say for one that I have no other ambition so great as that of being truly esteemed of my fellow men by rendering myself worthy of their esteem. Abraham Lincoln.
A penny for your thoughts, presented by Lincoln Heating and Air. Nothing makes our day better than earning another 5-star review from a satisfied customer. For service, visit our website, lincolnheating.com. I'm Robert Quirk, owner of Lincoln Heating and Air, and my pledge to you is to make every penny count.
Yep.
This spring, transform your backyard into your favorite place to be. With Carson Masonry and Steel Supply, your outdoor space becomes more than a yard. It becomes your personal retreat. Imagine custom patios, beautiful stonework, a stunning water feature or fountain, and elegant fire boulders perfect for relaxing evenings under the stars. Carson Masonry and Steel Supply has the materials you need, and delivery is available. Visit 4783 Highway 50 East in Carson City.
My carpets desperately needed cleaning. But I don't just let anyone in my house, especially a maintenance or repair person. I asked around, and Floormasters came right to the top of the list. A family-owned and operated business with 25 years of experience and hundreds of references. I made my choice, and boy, am I glad I did. Professional, courteous, and affordable. If you need your carpets brought back to a new look and feel, search FloormastersNV.com.
Hey, can you feel it? Summer's coming. You know, road trips, vacations, and the open road? Or will it be breakdowns, car repairs, and tow trucks? Before she leaves you alongside the road, A-Master Mechanic recommends a complete bumper-to-bumper service. Fluids, filters, tires, and tune-up. Don't leave anything to chance in our Nevada heat. That includes your air conditioning. Make sure you can just turn that key and go.
A-Master Mechanic, making it good under the hood.
KKFT. Your new news on Nevada's FM News Talk.
And your new news, 99.1 and FM 92.3, is your primary election headquarters. And we put the spotlight right now on somebody running for Assembly District 39, and that would be Ken Gray. Ken Gray, welcome to the new news studio.
Glad to be here. Thank you so much.
Well, first and foremost, for those that don't know, you used to be in Assembly District 39. You won that seat after Jim Wheeler no longer, I guess he retired or termed out. So you're running for it again, but between then and now, you did something in the Trump administration. What was that?
Yeah, Jerry, I was tapped by the Trump administration to go serve our fellow veterans back in D.C., and I was working at the National Cemetery Administration, and it was a wonderful experience. Got to work with some great people on a great mission and for some great people, you know, my fellow vets, and it was just fantastic.
Now, I've been talking, and when we started this new news show, and you start doing your homework and everything, and even though it wasn't really talked about that much, I have just been shocked with 4 years of the Biden administration, with all the people being killed by illegal aliens, and not only either by hand or by a gun or including rape and everything, but even the CDL driver's license is being given to illegal aliens. Here's what I'm shocked by. 4 years of Biden, and not one Republican that I'm aware of, or one Democrat for that matter, in the state of Nevada stepped up and said, we have to stop this insanity of giving driver's licenses, they want to call them driving privilege cards, but driver's licenses to illegals. So what would you do if you're reelected in the Assembly, District 39?
Well, you hit that nail squarely on the head, Jerry. I have got a bill that's already in the works that is going to order the DMV in the state of Nevada to stop issuing these driver's privilege cards to illegal aliens. We've seen that it's a safety issue. They do absolutely nothing for anybody that I can find out. It's, you know, it's costing money. But the, you know, the other thing and the thing that concerns me the most is, you know, we have laws against illegal immigration, yet we're adding legitimacy to them being here by giving them this driving privilege card, which is not supposed to act as an ID, but it is acting as an ID. And the second part of that bill will also be to attack voter registration, the motor voter stuff that we've got going on that has done so much damage to our voter registration process. So I'm going to be coming after the DMV on those two issues with one of my very first bills.
Well, one of the things that shocked me back then during the Brian Sandoval, we call him Bernie Sandoval days, and Republicans is the fact that since when did you think you were elected to go in and do whatever you could do to benefit somebody who broke the law, a criminal here in the state of Nevada?
Yeah, it's insane how we got to that point. I wish I knew, but I cannot think of another crime out there where you are allowed to keep the fruits of your crime. I mean, we've got laws specifically against that, but yet we're still doing this, and we've got to stop. But I mean, illegal immigration as a whole is so bad on us. I think it's something like 50,000 Chinese a year come here just to give birth so they can have an anchor baby. You know, that's not what our founding fathers, you know, that's not what they had in mind.
Now, you're... The person that is you're being primaried with that took over the seat, he was not elected. He was appointed, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And do you know if he's said or done anything about stopping illegal immigration or giving benefits to illegals in the state of Nevada?
He has been very quiet on all policy questions and issues. I have yet to see anything come out of him except for attacks directly on me, you know. Hey, I wish we could run this race on policy issues and what we bring to the table and how we're going to make Nevada better, but I'm just not getting that out of my opponent.
And the opponent's name is Blaine Osborne, full disclosure. And again, Ken Gray he won that seat twice, right?
Yes, sir.
Won the seat twice, and then the Trump administration tapped you to go back to D.C. You've since come back here, and you're running for that seat again, Assembly District 39. Any accomplishments that you can think of that your opponent has done or know of?
He is out there touting a couple of things, which I find funny. He is touting that they defeated the Hollywood handout bill, which is hilarious because he stood up in Silver Springs at a candidate's night there and said how very, very hard it was for him to vote against that because there was a lot to like in that bill and the governor wanted it so bad. As you know, I fought very hard against that bill in the previous two sessions. There were two iterations of it. There was nothing in that bill that was anything good for Nevada. It was literally a corporate handout at its very, very core. If he found that hard to, you know, to stand up against and vote against, what's he going to do when there's a wobbler bill and he's getting pressure from everywhere? You know, and he's not going to be able to make the decision on his own and stand for what's right. So if he can't stand for something that's that wrong, how is he going to stand, you know, for anything else?
Well, I don't know why anyone in the state of Nevada would do anything in particular. They always dangle the carrot of jobs and that sort of thing to give tax breaks to people that hate you and hate rural America. Another thing, just to go back to these benefits for illegal aliens, is the amount of money that taxpayers here in the state of Nevada have to fork over to make life better for illegals. For example, that DMV bill, there was up to $900,000 and some change allocated to implement that program. And it still goes on today in Nevada, which I find, again, not to beat a dead horse, but to beat a dead horse on this, I find it shocking.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, along the lines of illegal immigrants again, we know that they're a taxing entity on our healthcare system. And my opponent is a six-figure political operative slash lobbyist for the Rural Hospital Administration. His only job is to separate our taxpayers from their money, you know, and I have yet to see any real benefits come out of that. And I mean, I just don't understand how we can do that. We need to better spend our money that we are spending on things like, you know, the driver's licenses for illegal aliens, maybe put those towards healthcare benefits or whatnot for our citizens.
Nevadans, got to wrap it up here, Ken. In the next couple of weeks, you're out campaigning and everything. Are there any events that you know you're going to be at that you're going to would like to invite people to come out and see you, meet you, ask your questions, and or a place? How can they get in touch with you if they've got any questions or want to help your campaign?
Okay, well, first and foremost, like you said, how can they get in touch with me? My phone number has always been the same since I came to Nevada 23 years ago. It's 775-220-1935. Again, that's 775-220-1935. Feel free to reach out to me anytime. And if elected as your assemblyman again, I will be available for you 24/7. I'm not going to balance this in another full-time job. But we do have an event coming up on May 13th at the Carson Valley Community Center in Gardnerville. That's going to be May 13th at 6 p.m. And we'll be having a candidates night there hosted by the Record Courier.
Okay. May 13th. We'll make sure we give it a plug. Ken Gray, Assembly District 39. And welcome back to Nevada. You've been here for a while now, and good luck in your campaign and your election.
Thank you, Jerry. And I can't tell you how glad I am to be back.
All right. Ken Gray, Assembly District 39. And we'll be back in just a moment.
Go to Greg.
All right. Go to Greg. All right. I'm being told go to Greg. Greg, make it short if you can.
If Mr. Gray is still there, do we have him? No, okay, he's gone.
I am still here.
Okay, real quick question for you. Zephyr Cove, you might remember a year and a half ago, NDOT wanted to try a trial program to put US 50 on a road diet. The people rose up and grabbed the pitchforks and all that. Can you commit to saying that, you know, road diets, cutting of lanes for pedestrian bike lanes and sidewalks, would you fight against that?
Not only would I already have, during the last legislative session, I actually got it put into law that there will be no lane diet. I added that amendment to one of Senator Daley's bills. It was a fight. It was a fight I won, and we will not have a lane diet up there unless somebody wants to go back and try and change that law. But I guarantee there will be lots of people that will be fighting against that. That lane diet is nothing but one big hazard for our Lake Tahoe community up there.
Do you think NDOT's learned their lesson?
I hope so. I mean, I have been in close contact with them for years on this issue, and we finally forced the issue and put it in law. So I am praying that they back off and stay off.
All right, very good. Appreciate you answering that question, sir. Good luck to you.
Thank you.
FM News Talk Time, it is 12:58. Authorities in Northern California say there's evidence pointing to human remains at a home linked with the 1996 disappearance of college student Kristen Smart. And Fox News will have that more on the top of the hour. Jerry, good weekend to you, sir. We'll talk on Monday.
I want to be there when the voices in your head are loud enough to make you lose your mind. Just the same when you're dominating the day, I wanna be the one who's by your side. You know my love is not the jealous type. It doesn't matter if we win or lose. Oh, I can stay or I can go, no matter where you're coming from. I can be the one to let you choose. I wanna hold you close but never hold you back, just like the banks to the river. If you ever feel like you are not enough, I'm gonna break all your mirrors. I wanna be there when the darkness closes in to make the truth a little clearer.
KKFT Gardnerville, Reno, Carson City. The Evans Broadcast Company. Fox News starts now.